Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, they're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. That's another thing. Germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans, are they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs, why these f***ing pussies? Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you? Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. True story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. Strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw sh**.
What George Carlin said is based in science and fact, and everybody knew 30 years ago the truth. Thousands of studies were already out then that if you are shut in and aren't around germs, especially as a child, you don't develop an immune system like the boy that had to live in a bubble. But your body's got to have the building blocks for its immune system. The number one building block is vitamin D3. We've got the best at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off to give your body the building blocks it needs for a strong, vibrant immune system. Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like, President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Xi Jinping? Dr. Fauci?
Like, I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long good while in the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested. Attacked and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
Show here in the third hour. Dr. Peter Briggin needs no introduction. I'm very honored to have him. He's been called the voice of good psychiatry, basically. I'm not going to go over his giant bio here, but he's Harvard-trained psychiatrist, former consultant to the NIMH, who's been called the conscience of psychiatry for his many decades of successful efforts to reform the mental health field. And now he's been turning his attention towards the anti-misuse of science surrounding COVID-19. Briggin.com, Briggin.com. And so, Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. I know you want to get into CEPI and Bill Gates and this whole agenda and what's really going on. So you're really one of the top experts out there. We're very blessed to have you. We appreciate you joining us on this Friday edition.
Alex, my wife and I, Ginger, who wrote the book together, we're just so glad to be here. Often when I'd get up in the morning, she'd already been listening to your show, and she describes it as her really real deep cup of coffee, and she'd be debriefing me on what she'd been saying. So you matter a lot to us. We feel that you've just been far ahead of the curve on these issues, and you're a godsend. Say it outright.
Well, sir, I've been watching a lot of your interviews, and you're a godsend as well, so God bless you. Thanks for being here. Please tell us, big picture, what's happening?
Well, we really have breaking news that we're breaking on your station for the first time. And we have found what is the business plan of the predators for COVID-19 developed in 2016. Published among themselves. We've sent you a copy. It's the document with a big orange picture of an injection into a shoulder on the cover. And it's an organization that's received very little attention, founded by Bill Gates. And it's CEPI, CEPI, and the official name is Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness. We first tracked this with later documents, and now we have the initial business plan. And it really
Skype's an incredible technology, but occasionally it gives us a problem. And here he is laying out the business plan for the takeover we're seeing right now. And so we'll be going back to our guest, Dr. Peter Briggin, as soon as he's able to reconnect to us. And we have to, we'll go over the phone here today. Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations. Doc, you only cut out for a few seconds. You were saying we've got the business plan from 2016. Please continue.
All right. The plan is begun by, guess who? Bill Gates. It's I thought, come on, it isn't going to be so much about Bill Gates, is it? Well, it is a lot about Bill Gates. In 2015 and 16, Bill Gates got together with, guess who? Klaus Schwab, who is the great reset maven, the so-called intellectual of the global predators. And together they announced in 2017 at Schwab's big meeting, the World Economic Forum, that they were setting up this organization. It's purpose was going to be to bring together the governments of the world, the industries of the world, the NGOs of the world, big philanthropic organizations. But the real connection is between Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and the World Health Organization, WHO. And you wonder why WHO was so tight with Fauci, who's basically small fry. Fauci, by the way, was on Bill Gates's, and still is, on his very small vaccine, his elite vaccine committee, advisory committee. So you've got Fauci in there way, way back, although he does not appear in the business plan. Now, one of the stunning things about the business plan is it was actually making a memoranda of understanding. That's a legal document. It isn't final in law, but it's the understanding of how we're going to proceed in the future. And Bill Gates developed this understanding, which we have now fully documented with the World Health Organization, complete literally with this legal agreement that they would basically divide up the world once they had a pandemic to do it with. Remember, this is 4 years ahead of time. And that one of the big deals was that there would be a no-loss policy for the pharmaceutical industry. That's one of the words they use in their documents, no loss for the pharmaceutical industry, meaning that they'd get the governments and the philanthropic organizations, mainly as it turns out to be the U.S. government, us taxpayers, to fund not only their indirect costs, but their indirect costs for creating the vaccine platforms for then pushing through the viruses. They worked with the FDA early on, and some of the co-founders of Bill Gates and Fauci CEPI, this is Bill Gates and Fauci co-founders, NIH, FDA, and BARDA. Now, BARDA is the organization that was run by Rick Bright. Rick Bright is a tremendously important villain. I think he is an apt, literally an apt place to be looking for legal cases, for doing research, deep dives. Bright was the individual who stopped Trump from releasing the huge stores that we had in America of hydroxychloroquine. And Bright was in on the formation of CEPI. He is the major figure, clearly now, from all the documents we've gotten now on CEPI. And Bright actually reversed Trump's policy with a few sleights of hand. So instead of making hydroxychloroquine available to the public, which would have saved hundreds of thousands of lives, millions all over the world, because people follow our example, because hydroxychloroquine was part of the basic treatment for early COVID at home. And when you use it in combination with other medications, all cheap, all extremely safe, government approved, I mean FDA approved hydroxychloroquine for malaria and other purposes, this drug was relatively harmless. I'm really an expert in adverse drug effects. I research it. Very, very, very safe drug. And they found that this drug in controlled clinical trials, really mostly though looking just at large groups and studying the effects, reduced hospitalization by 85% if you use this treatment regimen at home, and reduced deaths by 75%. Now, we already start with a disease, COVID-19, that is no worse than the flu, and in many ways is much less harmful because it doesn't kill children. So you start with a drug that doesn't do deep harm to children, very, very rarely, and you have older people. And it's very simple to not.
So this really shows
anybody.
The predatory nature that they're trying to block vitamin D in the news, vitamin C, hydroxychloroquine, now ivermectin. And I mean, because obviously they don't want people to know that. They want them scared taking the so-called vaccine.
That's spot on. And there's another legal issue here that has not been properly looked at in the media, which is they can't allow any effective treatments because the emergency measures, the EAU, the Emergency Use Authorization law, says you cannot have the government doing the emergency authorizations if there are any one effective treatment. So if you have a treatment like hydroxychloroquine, which is extremely effective in treating this disease in combination.
Sure, stay there, Doc. We got to go to break. This is riveting. I want to know about where we're going, how we stop him, your ideas, what you think's coming next. Dr. Peter Bregan is our guest. Amazing information. Find him at Bregan.com, Bregin.com. And remember, we can only bypass the censors when you take action. So get his book and spread the information.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Prominent voices out there. He's a very highly respected author and researcher and psychiatrist, medical doctor, Dr. Peter Bregan. And he joins us. We should also talk about his book, too, before he leaves us at the end of the hour, because it's important to get that information to bypass the censors, COVID-19, and the global predators. In fact, let's talk about the book itself and then the premeditation where Gates said a year and a half ago, oh, you'll need yearly shots. And now they're going, oh, my God, we need yearly shots now. And as you said, you've reverse engineered it. It's all been pre-programmed. It's all been pre-planned. And it's just so bold. It's so criminal. But it's all based on censorship and ignorance and, I guess, being able to intimidate the medical community. But I don't want the medical community, who overall is good people, scapegoated. It's been the doctors and epidemiologists and scientists and people like yourself that have been the vanguard, the vast majority of which have been saying no to this. So please continue, doctor.
Yeah, let me cut to the real essence that everybody out there needs to know. The protein spike on COVID-19 is nothing more than a weapon. And the weapon has two purposes, to exploit humanity and to control humanity. And that's why its origins are with Bill Gates, whose biggest impulse in the world is to exploit humanity, and Klaus Schwab, whose biggest impulse in the world was to develop top-down government throughout the world that would be run basically through his organization, and basically with Bill Gates and the World Health Organization. And they engineered that. They wrote it up in 2016. And I've got these amazing PowerPoints that they gave out to various organizations that actually documented the whole idea being the drug companies would never lose a dime. They'd make a fortune. And there's even a provision that if they make a lot of money, then it'll go back to CEPI itself, which goes back directly to Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. So we're talking about an intention that is as old as time. It's the intention to control everyone, to control people and to use them. It's the feudal system. It's the Middle Ages. It's Genghis Khan. It's Khan. It's Caesar. I mean, it's all the people who've tried to rule the world. And really interesting, Alex, that just you were so far ahead of all of us on this. I'm Jewish. I really do believe that this is work I have to do. And Ginger and I believe that very, very deeply. What we're finding is that almost all the opposition right now is from Christians and a few very believing Jews. And these people really believe that the fight is between good and evil, is between God and the devil. I don't go to the devil theology, but I respect those who do. This is a colossal fight going on, and I think we should be proud to be alive today because the sights of this COVID-19 spear are fundamentally on America and on liberty. Klaus Schwab has actually written and said that America is incompatible. Its existence as a free nation and as a nationalistic country and a liberty-loving country is in the way of all of his efforts to build.
Oh, let me just back you up. His own Wikipedia says he wants to get rid of Western democracies and wants to capture our countries and capture us. I mean, you talk about the second coming of Hitler. This is as close as it gets.
Well, and the ambitions are much wider than Hitler, and unlike Hitler, they are tied in with our biggest corporations. I'll tell you, by the way, interesting new document from CEPI. I don't think you've gotten this one from us yet.
No, we haven't.
This is 2022 to 2026. Guess what they're putting the next $4 billion into? The variant COVID-19 viruses. These variants, which are, in fact, less dangerous, more contagious, but when you vaccinate people wholesale, you just get more and more variants that are escaping the process of the vaccination. And so they're just lining it up now for one after another of vaccines. And we have to stop it. I want to make a comment on children because, I mean, I think what we really should start with is the mothers and fathers of the world protecting their children.
I agree because, I mean, you see, like, de Blasio licking his lips going, we've got to get the children. And it's like a cartoon or something. He looks like a villain, a wolf wanting to eat Little Red Riding Hood. What the hell's going on there? You're the psychiatrist. What's happening with these people?
Well, they're predators. They're no different from the people I work with. I've had a lot of prison experience. I've done a lot of medical legal work. By the way, against the drug companies, a lot of product cases against the drug companies where I have a lot of my knowledge from to do this research. But I've worked with a lot of people who were involved in mass murder and crime and so on. And these people have the same kind of personality as the mass murderer. They don't believe in God. They identify with no one. They do not think of themselves as Americans. They don't think of themselves as patriots. They think of themselves as people who are going to get even and going to plunder. And this is why they are. It's who Hitler was, Mussolini.
So they're megalomaniac predators on a power trip.
Yes, that's not a bad summary. And I don't mean megalomaniac in terms of a psychiatric diagnosis. I mean in its common use. I'm not going to make diagnoses here. They're megalomaniacal in that they have these grandiose, outrageous ideas. Well, look at the things Bill Gates has tried to do. I mean, they stopped him in Norway. But
block out the sun.
Out the sun in Norway and experiment whether maybe that would stop global warming. Block out the sun. It's like a Greek mythology. And then he tried to block out the sun. And, you know, it's, I laugh, but it's so painful and so tragic and so bad. And this is a time when we should be glad to be alive, though. It's amazing to work with people like you, and it's amazing to be working with some of the people. I think you've had my friend McCullough on.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's an amazing man. I work closely with him. I hope you've had Zev Zelenko on.
We love him. He's amazing.
Yeah, and these are people with a vast vision. They're doctors, they're scientists, but they see that it's now time for this country to join together because we are the last hope of the world. We're the last hope of ourselves, of course. And it's exactly the deplorables who we are. You know, we're the people who think there's something greater than ourselves in the world. We don't believe in manipulating human brain. We don't think the government should be a propaganda machine. We think it should be protecting our freedoms. We have these simple ideas that go back to the founders. And
I totally agree. Dr. Peter Bergen, stay right there. People can. I love the URL because I was saying Bergen.com, but we are theprey.com. That's the best site to visit.
We are theprey.com. If you go there in the next few days and you buy the book, pre-purchase at a good price, you will also get the manuscript. No one's ever done this before. We've been doing this for months. You'll also get the up-to-date manuscript of the book. So the information's going out. Book has already sold about 11,000 copies, so that's 11,000 manuscripts that have already
gone
out.
Hold on, tell us about this, because it's key to get these lifeboats out there and to challenge the system head-on with Dr. Peter Bergen. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed, word for word, with total precision, because they had a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Infowars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Imagine world government run by the United Nations and private corporations, with big tech censoring anybody that asks any questions. Then we watch the Canadian government, the German government, and others ordering vaccines out 5-6 years into the future that aren't even vaccines, saying we're going to put this in your body or you're not going to go out, you're not going to have a job, you're not going to be able to get on a train or on a plane. And now they admit, okay, it doesn't really work, but it doesn't matter. We've got more shots. And you see all the police state in Europe and Australia and the horses riding the women down and beating up fathers and grabbing their daughters. I mean, this is stuff you imagine in North Korea, but it's here, all because Bill Gates and the big banks and the eugenics movement, who got discredited in World War II, they all reconstituted, and they went and they bought up Big Pharma, they bought up the regulatory agencies, and now they are coming at civilization and coming at society. And their excuse is that, well, we're overpopulated, we're doing this for the earth. But we're joined by a well-known author and researcher, Dr. Peter Briggen. who's here with us today. And we are the pray.com is the website, his new book. It's on pre-order right now. So we got two segments left with you. I'd love to have you back for 2-3 hours, or I'm going to do a Saturday show tomorrow that's commercial free. So you're welcome to come on that if you want as well. Those are very popular. But just to impart to people, because you're a psychiatrist, so you try to get involved with the mind. I knew this was coming a long time ago from their own documents, but I'm being honest with you. As a father, as a person, I'm having real problems dealing with this myself. I don't want to say I'm depressed. It's beyond that. It's beyond even fatalistic. It's more like I can't believe it, even though I knew it was coming, and it's more like my mouth's hanging open. And I ask myself, how did we get here? And then I have a feeling of guilt that I haven't done enough. And then I get frustrated to see people that don't know what's how are you processing this? Or what is, because for anybody out there, even somebody that's trained to know how their mind works, how should the public, in your view, deal with something like this? Because it's not exciting to give people horrible news, but it's a positive thing so we could do something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Alex, everything you just said about what you've been going through, Ginger and I support each other and help each other because we're going through this daily and sometimes especially with great difficulty. I think that one of the things that psychiatry misses and psychology in general is that the best response to overwhelming oppression is overwhelming positiveness and determination. And I think that's why most of the people who are doing this fight are people who believe in something much higher than themselves and their own lives. They believe in God. They believe in some higher ideals. They love their families. They're doing this for their grandchildren and children, but also just for the principle of liberty. The Declaration of Independence says it, given by nature, given by God, however you want to view it. We are treasures. We're much more than the biology they think we are. We're beings. We matter, each and every one of us, the old, the young, the black, the white, doesn't make any difference. None of it makes any difference. We're human beings. These people hate human beings.
That's right. We have to declare our inherent value and our inherent fact that we're made by God, and because that's what they hate. They want us just to be machines that they claim they control. But then they claim they're sentient. Bill Gates thinks he's sentient. He just thinks we aren't.
Well, every predator, whether it's the person who loses his temper at somebody in a bar and kills them, or whether they're these giant organized predators, they all think they're doing the right thing and the good thing, and the other people deserve it. It's only the very few people who are driven to violence by brain damage, brain injury. I see a lot of people who are driven to violence by psychiatric drugs. We know people are driven to violence by alcohol. But these folks who have a really good intact mind and are carrying out willfully these acts, they always believe they are doing the important, best, right thing, and they justify it. We have to know that, in fact, they are not. They are filled with hatred, resentments, megalomania. And we have to realize that this is not the worst moment in time. This is the best moment in time. This is the moment in time where, for the second time, liberty can dominate over evil, and God can dominate over evil in the history of...
I agree. This is a great opportunity. You're right. What would you call this historical moment, Doctor?
Well, I think of us as refounders. This is the refounding of America. Are we going to refound our country, or are we not? And the more of us who sit by, the less hope there is, and the more of us that join in. I also want to say that in many ways, and I wonder if this is true of you too, Alex. I'd be interested to know. This is some of the most fulfilling days I've ever had in my whole life. I have never shared with so many people a common goal. When I was called the conscience of psychiatry, I was pretty much by myself. There are no other consciences like that in the medical profession. I mean, certainly I am not the conscience of COVID-19 or the conscience of the world. There are hundreds, thousands, probably millions of people sharing this goal.
Oh, I totally agree that humanity's awakening humanity's 50 times more awake than we were just 10 years ago. And it's beautiful. It's a paradox. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the human consciousness and coming together, like racism and stuff, is like to the side now. For everybody I know, it's like people are coming together.
Yeah, this is absolutely true. And one of the things we have found is that we have more friends now than we've had in our entire lives, even though they're all long-distance friends, except for the people, of course, right around us and the few people in the community. And this is just a wonderful experience. I'm going to connect you with some people that you haven't been able to connect to. You're connecting me with millions of people, and we're all doing this together. It's just a
so that's how we should be positive, because I am overall at a lot of energy and feel energized, but also just feel daunted with the magnitude of this evil. To be face it is, I'm glad you're positive. I'm overall positive too, Doctor, but I'm pretty shook up actually too. My wife is.
I'll tell you another thing that helps, Alex, and that is the fate of humanity has always been under the heel of oppression ever since we went into villages 5 or 10,000 years ago. I mean, over our whole time period, we were hunters and gatherers, very independent, small groups, loving families, working together, no dictators. But once we got into groups, we became very vulnerable to this. And the founding of America was a huge exception. It's not like we should feel sorry for ourselves. Oh, my God, we're going to be under the heel of oppression. That's been the lot of people. We are blessed with the degree of freedom we still maintain in America. And
you're right. Since the beginning of agrarian society, that set up the priest class and the oppressors that would always take advantage of that. And so this is a meta. You're saying it's a coming of age we're going through here. And if we can make it through this challenge and Bill Gates, I think what you're saying is a real golden age is waiting.
Well, we're certainly, I think the golden age is up to God. I'm sure you actually agree with me on that one.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, a better time of more freedom is here when we win. It's going to be a better time with more freedom, more people seeing the truth. And
do you agree that the globalists made their move out of weakness, that they've been in trouble?
Yes. Well, you know, the plan as I understood it, was really to make their move in 2021. But when Trump, so they brought this up, when Trump went after China, you know, and Trump went after the globalists, not too many people realize that some of his earliest speeches, Trump said, I don't care if the globalists don't pay me and support me and help me become president. And he said, I don't care if the Koch brothers.
No, I agree. Trump pushed their timetable up and got them behind. Let's talk about that and give Trump the praise he deserves on the other side and talk about solutions. And I want you to come back again, Doctor. You're amazing. And again, the website, wearethepray.com, to find the new book. We'll be right back with our special guest, and then the fourth hour is straight ahead as well.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
Well, I won't.
And we've got a guest host taking over in the fourth hour.
No, I won't.
Stu Peters always does. Hey, great job. So, Dr. Bregan, we want to invite you back again soon. I can't wait to read your book. But in the 10.5 minutes we've got left in this segment, you've got the floor. Just let them have it with both barrels or about what you think's happening, what's coming next, and how we, the people, fight back.
Well, since the beginning of time, well, really, the beginning of, as you and I both agree, of villages, towns, the first big cities were about only 5,000 years ago. So also new. So in this very new era, humanity has been plagued by bullies, essentially, by people who want to control us. And the struggle over gradually has been for freedom. And, you know, the Greeks experimented with freedom, but the first really big experimentation is described in the Bible, and that is the Jews, my kinsfolk, deciding to go free of slavery and being led free of slavery. And a lot in that discussion is warlike, violent, in a way that is actually typical of the time. But it is about liberty. And the symbol of the freedom of the Jews is very important in the American Revolution. I was really surprised. I wrote a little book called Wow, I'm an American. And I look back on you know, what the thinking was. And it was all Judeo-Christian. It was both about the liberation of the Jews and then about the about Jesus. And then Jesus comes along, and for the first time he announces that love rules the world. He does it more clearly than the Old Testament does. So one could argue nuances. But Jesus comes and he says with utter clarity, love God and love one another as I love you. He makes it very, very clear that love is what this world is about. It's not about the Roman Empire, which the Jews were fighting on and off during that period of time, and he was a Jew. So it's always been difficult. But then there came the first real bright shining light in the world of government, and that was the founding of America. It was unique, folks. It changed the world. It began the democracies we see around the world. And we are the first long-lived democracy in the history of the world. There's nothing like us. And now we are.
And as you said earlier, that's why Schwab admits, and they want to discredit it, because that system threatens the neo-pagan tyranny they want to set up.
That's right. It threatens the global bullies. It's as simple as that. We are the threat to the global bullies. As long as America is strong and honorable, and really basing itself on individual freedom is the beginning, not the power of government, but the government to defend individual freedom, which has been lost in our education and in our lives now. But as long as we exist, they can't do what they're doing. And all they are doing is being predators in the newest form of it. So when we had clubs, they had clubs and spears and guns. And now it's the technology. It's the instilling fear. I think I should talk more about that. My wife Ginger was the first very early in COVID to say, this is the systematic installation of fear. And then she brought me a scientific article. It's great research. She said, honey, they've got a whole scientific study in public health of instilling fear.
I was about to say, the British Ministry of Defense said, our job is to terrorize the public.
Oh, God, that is it. You know, I'm enormously in sync with it, exactly what you're saying. And that's right, and that is it. And that's what Fauci does. He terrorizes, he confuses, he gives contradictory statements. But he's not the power everybody makes him out to be. I mean, he's a man who's had, he survived four presidents. That makes him a chameleon. It makes him...
I agree, Doctor. So from your research, what is it, Gates? I mean, who's obviously we can obsess over who runs the show.
As far as we can go right now, it's Gates colluding with Fauci, colluding with who? Oh, God, we haven't mentioned it. Colluding with Communist China. The ultimate power behind this is Communist China. Communist China has been running WHO for decades. They weren't even the major donator. When Trump cut WHO off, for defending China, lying about China, and letting China literally spread the disease around the world, Gates moved in and started funding even more heavily WHO. Gates funds WHO, we've now counted, through three separate organizations. It's not just his own foundation. So I think that's really where I need to get to toward the end here.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
All of the predators are invested in China. I evaluated the top 15 American billionaires. They're all deeply invested in China, with the possible exception of one. None of them are patriots. None of them believe in God. They all look at China as superior to America. Gates has said it. Fauci has said it. The World Health Organization and the UN has a very active role in CEPI. WHO is very active. The UN is very active. And that all leads back to China, because the communists basically run the UN. And so that's the biggest ultimate threat we face right now, and I'm glad we finally got to that. Now, the thing that Gates doesn't realize and Fauci doesn't realize is once they empower China, if they keep empowering China to win over us, they've been doing it at conferences. Another occasion, I'll talk to you about the conferences being held by people like Michael Bloomberg and Klaus Schwab, and how they bring in the Chinese and co-sponsor with the Chinese communists. The communists. I'm glad you're showing some of the pictures of this. And understand that that's the ultimate enemy. But what China's going to do when it does have its empire, and it is trying, folks, to build an empire, we're the main people in the way. They've just about destroyed Australia now with the COVID totalitarianism, because Australia is part of the southern route to get to the Western world and then to dominate us. Once they dominate the world, they'll eat Bill Gates like he's a hot dog. I mean, Bill Gates will be forced to be just one more slave, or he'll be done with. Same with Fauci.
Just like the head of Alibaba, exactly. Exactly. Gates can only operate because they came out of a free society. They're getting rid of the very thing they live on.
Oh, it's so true. And now, I'm a psychiatrist, but I tell you something, I can't explain such craziness. It is really beyond.
Let me ask you this. What do you make of Gates when he talks about starvation and collapse? He starts giggling and getting really excited, like in every video. It's very sickening.
It's very, very sickening. I kind of, when I envision Bill Gates, I envision a 10-year-old in short pants that suddenly comes to run the world. To rule the world, and he gets kicks and giggles, and he gets uncomfortable, but he keeps hinting that we could do with less people, ha ha, and things like that. And of course, his family comes from deep population control. His dad was deeply involved in abortion, abortion.
Absolutely, and, Doc. You got to come back again. I want to read your book. We love you. We appreciate you. I've been watching all your videos. In a minute and a half, closing comments here, Doc.
It's time to stand up, folks. We have not got forever to save America. And Alex Jones has been forever one of the great leader leading up to this time. I mean, everything he's been saying for a very long time leads to this time. Don't get overwhelmed. Get together. Don't get overwhelmed. Have more love for this world we have, for God, for nature, for your family. And remember, we are fighting forces that hate us. They call us deplorables. They think of us as outside the realm. They're the elite. They genuinely all think they're the elite. They're kind of an incompatible elite, but there won't be any great war among them. The Chinese communists will rule the world. So we really need to put ourselves together. We need to be refounders of the country, and we need to be inspired to know that we are honored. We are honored to live at a key time in the history of the world. And as Alex beautifully said, if we turn it around, we will make a huge difference in what happens ahead of our time. So join us, folks. Find your way. Join the Board of Education. Join at the local Republican county and the
throne. Exactly. Just get involved. Dr. Peter Brigham, thank you so much. We are thepray.com. Thank you. I look forward to having you back on. Maybe your wife will come on with us next time as well. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
All right, amazing. All right, I'm going to introduce the next guest. That was a great interview. Great job getting him on. I want him on for a while. Stay with us on this Friday edition. By the way, I think he's joining me on a Saturday special show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.